Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not just one model launch, although Anthropic and Cohere both gave us plenty to chew on. The real story is that agent infrastructure is getting its reality check. Models are becoming more capable at long horizon work. Tools are being redesigned so automated systems can use them cleanly. Repos are converging on harnesses, provider switching, memory, MCP, and repeatable delivery. And then the benchmarks walk in, put their spectacles on, and say, lovely, but can your agent actually finish a professional workflow without drifting into the curtains? That tension is the show. Capability rising, infrastructure hardening, evaluation getting much less forgiving. The ledger opens with Anthropic's June 9th launch of Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5. Fable 5 is the generally available model. Mythos 5 is the trusted access version, aimed first at cyber defenders and critical infrastructure providers through Project Glasswing. Anthropic's framing is important. This is not a simple bigger model, bigger leaderboard announcement. The company is saying the model is especially strong on long horizon tasks, including software engineering and knowledge work, while some higher risk categories are routed to a safer fallback model. In other words, the release mechanism is now part of the product. The frontier is not only capability, it is capability gated by risk, domain, and trust tier. My take: this is where agent builders should pay attention. If a model is strong enough to do meaningful autonomous cyber work or codebase-wide migrations, the question is no longer, do we expose the tool? It is, who gets which capability, under what guardrails, with what audit trail? The release architecture is becoming as consequential as the weights. The second ledger item is Cohere's North Mini Code, published through Hugging Face. It is a 30 billion parameter, sparse mixture of experts model with only 3 billion active parameters, released under Apache 2.0 and aimed directly at agentic software engineering, terminal work, and code generation. The useful detail is that Cohere says it trained across multiple agent scaffolds rather than overfitting one harness. That is exactly the right instinct. Coding models that only shine inside one evaluation loop are brittle products. Models that survive different harnesses, terminals, and tool conventions are more likely to be useful in the messy world. North Mini Code is also a reminder that the open model lane is not just chasing giant, dense models. Sparse, efficient, agent-specialized systems can matter because coding agents burn tokens, time, and retries. A model with a smaller active footprint that behaves well in terminal loops can be economically more interesting than a raw benchmark monster. The third ledger item is Hugging Face's agent-optimized HF-CLI work. This one may sound less glamorous than a model launch, but I think it is one of the most practical signals of the week. Hugging Face redesigned parts of the CLI because coding agents are now serious hub users. In agent mode, the CLI avoids ANSI clutter, avoids truncation, emits denser structured output, behaves non-interactively, retries more safely, and gives machine-readable next steps. Their benchmark claim is that complex hub tasks can use dramatically fewer tokens when agents use a purpose-built CLI instead of hand-rolling curl calls or wandering through SDK code. That is a quiet revolution in developer tooling. The command line used to be designed for a human reading a terminal. Now the same command needs two faces, one charmingly readable for people, one brutally explicit for agents. In model releases, Anthropic and Cohere give us two different shapes of progress. Fable 5 and Mythos 5 represent the frontier lab pattern: very strong general capability, high-risk domains, conservative routing, and trusted access. North Mini Code represents the developer model pattern: open weights, terminal-oriented behavior, and agentic coding as the target environment rather than a side effect. The practical distinction is this: Fable-style models expand what a top-tier agent can attempt. North-style models expand where agentic coding can be deployed cheaply and locally enough to become routine. Builders need both. One raises the ceiling, the other improves the floor. One note on duplication. Yesterday's wider agent brief covered QuenCode's built-in computer use update, so I am not treating it as a fresh model release headline today. but it remains relevant context. QuenCode made computer use built-in and zero config, with desktop automation tools registered as deferred built-ins and lifecycle management handled automatically. That belongs in the same category as Hugging Face's CLI work, infrastructure that assumes the active client may be a model. Frameworks and tooling are moving from "let me call a model" to "let me host a working agent safely." The HFCLI is the cleanest example because it addresses a painfully concrete problem. Agents waste context when tools speak like decorated terminals instead of stable APIs. A human appreciates a pretty table. An agent needs the full identifier, no truncation, deterministic formatting, and no surprise prompt. This suggests a design rule for every toolmaker. If your CLI might be used by a coding agent, add an agent mode before users invent 5 unreliable wrappers. Machine-friendly output is not a luxury anymore. It is an interoperability layer. The smaller Hacker News signals point the same way. A thread on principles for agent-native CLIs, a WordPress MCP connector, and a ShowHN delivery harness for coding agents are not individually earth-shaking. Together, they show builders extending the agent surface area into content management, command line ergonomics, and repeatable deployment flows. The connector layer is spreading outward from code editors into ordinary work systems. On GitHub, 3 larger repos help map the mood. First, ShareAI Labs' Learn Claude Code, with roughly 65.8 thousand stars, is an educational project for building a Claude Code-style harness from scratch. Its central argument is sharp. Agency comes from the model. The harness gives agency a place to land. That is a useful corrective to the over-orchestration era. The harness should provide tools, context, permissions, memory, and observation. It should not pretend that a flowchart is intelligence. Second, CC Switch, with roughly 97.1 thousand stars, is a cross-platform desktop manager for multiple coding and agent tools. Claude Code, Codex, Gemini CLI, OpenCode, OpenClaw, and others. Its feature list is almost a taxonomy of the new pane: provider switching, MCP management, prompt and skill synchronization, local proxying, usage tracking, and config safety. When enough agent tools exist, the next product category is not another agent. It is the switchboard. Third, HCUD's Nanobot, around 44,000 stars, takes the self-hosted personal agent route. CLI, web UI, chat integrations, long-running workflows, memory, tools, MCP, model routing, and deployment. The pitch is ownership and readability. That matters because agent stacks are becoming infrastructure, and infrastructure people want to inspect, root, and repair the thing that is acting on their behalf. A smaller repo worth watching is Valcor AI Loom, which appeared on Hacker News as an open-source delivery harness for coding agents. Its star count is modest compared with the giants, but the framing is right on trend. Convert coding agent work from an ad hoc chat session into a repeatable software delivery system. Now for the cold water, and I mean that affectionately. Workflow GUM is a new benchmark for long-horizon computer use agents in professional software. The finding that jumps out is that even the strongest evaluated models achieved only slightly above 30% success on these workflows. That is not a failure of the benchmark. That is the point. Professional GUI work is full of stages, hidden assumptions, domain-specific software, and compounding errors. Current agents still emit stages, propagate early mistakes, drift from objectives, and misunderstand specialized interfaces. This is the benchmark builders should keep taped to the monitor. If your demo works for a 2-minute browser task, wonderful. If your product claims professional autonomy, Workflow GUM is the sort of wall it has to climb. T1 Bench attacks a neighboring problem. Realistic customer-facing agents across 25 domains with multi-turn interaction, tool use, structured reasoning, and human judgment, alongside automatic evaluation. The value here is domain mixing. Real users do not stay inside neat benchmark folders. They ask something billing flavored, then policy flavored, then logistics flavored, and expect the assistant to keep the whole mess coherent. EV, meanwhile, looks at self-improving agents through test time prompt learning. Its core idea is router prompt co-evolution. Route incoming tasks into clusters, specialize prompts for those clusters, and reduce interference across heterogeneous streams. The reported gains over Qwen 3 4B Instruct and DeepSeek v3.2 are notable, but the broader idea is what matters. Agents operating in the wild should not treat every task as if it came from one clean distribution. Adaptation needs routing, memory, and boundaries. Quick hits. The WordPress MCP submission on Hacker News is a small but telling connector story. Agent interfaces are reaching publishing systems, not just developer sandboxes. The agent-native CLI discussion reinforces the same principle as Hugging Face's work. Command line tools should expose stable, compact, complete output for automated clients. And the delivery harness thread around Loom points at a near-term product category. Agents wrapped in repeatable workflows with state, evidence, and handoff, rather than a transcript someone hopes to remember later. Dropped as already covered or too recently covered without a concrete new development. OpenAI GPT 5.5 variants, Claude Sonnet 4.6, NVIDIA Nemotron 3, Nano, ECC, Hyperframes, OpenLTM, Guardian Runtime, AI Boost, the Agent Swarm HN thread, Qwen Code as a headline item, and several recent MCP and benchmark stories from earlier this week. No need to warm yesterday's soup and call it discovery. The pattern today is delightfully severe. The models are getting stronger. The tooling is getting more agent-aware. The repos are organizing around harnesses, switchboards, memory, and delivery. And the research community is raising the bar from toy tasks to professional workflows, multi-domain conversations, and live adaptation. So the practical takeaway is this. If you are building agents, invest less in theatrical autonomy and more in the boring rails that make autonomy survivable. Deterministic tools, agent-native CLIs, permission boundaries, repeatable harnesses, evaluation that punishes drift, source trails that survive the handoff. The future agent stack will not be judged by whether it can impress us once. It will be judged by whether it can finish the work twice, under observation, without forgetting what it was doing. That is the brief for June 10th. Build the harness, test the horizon, and keep the receipts.